This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
It was truly a nightmare.
Libby Weiss, a major in reserve and spokesperson with the Israeli Defense Forces, describing the Hamas attacks on Israel that killed more than 500 and injured hundreds more.
To watch Hamas terrorists invade the country, butcher men, women, children, the elderly on the streets of Israel, see them drag civilians into the Gaza Strip, the hostage situations that were taking place in Israeli communities along the southern border yesterday and that have continued to today. It's truly horrific.
The United Nations will be meeting today. Here's VOA correspondent Margaret Bashir.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres strongly condemned the Hamas attacks and said he was appalled that civilians have been attacked and abducted from their homes and urged their immediate release. He called for diplomatic efforts to avoid a wider conflict. The UN Security Council will meet Sunday afternoon in an emergency closed-door session to be briefed on the situation. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, New York.
Mulajanan Saik, spokesperson for the Afghanistan Ministry of Disaster Management, saying more than 2,000 people have died, more than 9,000 injured in the earthquakes that jolted western Afghanistan on Saturday, the worst quakes in more than 20 years there. Waving Spanish and Catalan flags, tens of thousands of people marched through Barcelona on Sunday to protest against a potential amnesty deal, which Spain's socialists must strike over Catalonia to form a government. This is VOA News. Hong Kong braces for heavy rain and wind as Typhoon Konu approaches. Hong Kong issued its third highest storm warning signal on Sunday, prompting the closure of some transport services and schools. Typhoon Konu skirted the financial hub, bringing rains and powerful gusts. Two German states holding elections on Sunday at the halfway mark of Chancellor Olaf Scholz's unpopular national government, with polls showing center-right opposition well ahead and Germany's interior minister facing an uphill struggle in a bid to become governor of her home region. About 9.4 million people eligible to vote for a new state legislature in Bavaria and another 4.3 million in neighboring Hesse, a region that includes Germany's financial capital of Frankfurt. Both states are led by the country's main opposition union bloc, made up of the Christian Democratic Union and the Bavaria-only Christian Social Union. OPEC heavyweights said on Sunday oil and gas should not be stigmatized in the climate debate and that the industry had a role to play in an orderly energy transition. Energy ministers from Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates and Iraq, the three largest members of OPEC, have gathered in the Saudi capital of Riyadh for the UN MENA Climate Week. The UAE will host the COP28 Climate Summit, scheduled to take place in Dubai between November 30th and December 12th. The area around Maui, the town largely destroyed by wildfire 2 months ago, scheduled to welcome back travelers on Sunday as the mayor and Hawaii's governor push ahead to restart tourism to boost the economy despite opposition from some of the local residents. Ethiopia's Oromo people celebrating Erecha, the Thanksgiving holiday which marks the end of the rainy season. People from across the Ethiopian Oromia region dress in colorful traditional attire and sprinkle themselves with water dipped in flowers as a gesture of thanksgiving for the change of seasons. You can get news, including video and other audio, 24 hours a day on our website. That is voanews.com. We also have video and other media posted on our social media assets, including Facebook and Instagram and X. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.